very briefly, I remember when I was a senior in high school, I had the privilege of having Rabbi Shade as my Rebbe, who's been my Rebbe throughout my life, and he invited me then to near a shir and going to a shir from the Yerbah. I found on Megillah, Megillah Nikras Sefer, Megillah Nikras Egeres. Yeah, I didn't understand too much at the time, and I really tried to explain to me what I was capable of getting at the time, but since then I've been inspired from high school times and throughout the years, and it's really a privilege of having Rav Che, my Rebbe, here tonight to share with us a shir.
Thank you. I'd like to talk about the institution of Rabban Talmud. And the Chazal say that the Talmud is very is very beholden to the Rav. There's more Rav of the more Shemayim. And and speaking about the Rav, this is a topic that that I chose. Mor Rabach Kamar Shemayim. Chazal said also that Kol Malachos She Eved Osu L'Rabo Talmud Osu L'Rabo. That it goes so far that anything that that it would be appropriate for an Eved to do for his master, so Talmud is it does for his Rav. And the Rambam brings down the halacha. Yeah. B'chol ha'malachos and Perakei Yechus Talmud Torah L'Ches. B'chol ha'malachos she'eved osu l'rabo talmud osu l'rabo. And then he said, "V'chol amaneh talmidam v'shamshon, maneh v'menu chesed uporik v'menu yer shemayim." So you see that it's not a certain responsibility of a rav, and it's not just the rav is a nice guy, a nice person. On the contrary, he's mechuyev to allow his talmud in the shamshon, and if he doesn't, so then he's doing something wrong. So it's the institution of Rav and Talmud is not something which is simply a natural relationship, but there are certain halachos that guide the relationship. And if the Rav isn't careful, so he's doing the wrong thing by just being nice. But that's halacha delineates a very specific responsibility on the part of the Rav and responsibility on the part of the Talmud, and both are joined in the institution through which Yadus is perpetuated. So the question is really, why is it, I mean, that the Talmud is so meshubah to the Rav? I mean, why is it to such a degree that not only that it's appropriate for him to do the malachas of an eved, but the Rav is not even allowed to overlook this and be permissive about it and say, forget it. I mean, I don't care. I mean, what is it in the relationship between Talmud and Rav that the Talmud has to be so subservient to the Rav? So, on the surface, one would say it's very simple. It's because he learned from the Rav his chachma, his Torah. Since he learned his Torah from the Rav, so naturally Torah is the greatest thing, and the limud haTorah is mechayev him to be so beholden to the Rav. Okay. But it's interesting, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, So the Gemara says that the Gemara talks about Doeg Adami. So the story of Doeg Adami is really found in Shmuel Aleph Chaim. The story is about when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul. So David came to know Gera Kahanim. And he was hiding and he was looking for sustenance, for food, and for weapons. And Achimelech going obliged him. So he was looking for, he was running away from Shaul, he was running for his life, and
Okay, so go move down to
the topic of the shiur is why a Talmud has to feel such a schaibus and a shiva to Rav. So much so that the Gemara says, the Chazal say, that Kamalachas Shevet has a Rabba Tamras of Rabba. Not only that, but the Rebbe's not even allowed to stop him. If he does, he's doing the Muhammad disservice. So the question is, as well as the Chazal of Lower Rabbah Kamara Shemayim, I mean, what is it that the Talmud really attains from the Rav that places him in such a position? Okay. So, on the surface, we said one would think he can answer simply by saying Torah. He gained Torah from the Rav. Can it be greater than that? So, therefore, that's the simple solution, the simple answer. But if you look into it a little deeper, you see that it's not that simple. Because the Gemara Sanhedrin that deals with Doeg Adomi. And Doeg Adomi, the story of Doeg Adomi was that David HaMelech, it's in Shmuel Aleph Chaf Aleph, David HaMelech was running away for his life from Shaul, and he came to know Vir HaKohanim, and he was looking for support. So Achimelech assisted. He gave him lechem, and he gave him a weapon, the sword of Goliath that he killed Goliath with. So the sword of Goliath. So the the sword of Goliath. So he gave him the weapons and he gave him the food. And at that time, it says, the Navi says that who was present there was Doeg Adomi. And he was there at the time. And the Pasuk says, V'shom ish me'avde shol b'yom ahu, netzol lefnei ad Hashem, u'shmo Doeg Adomi. Abir haroim asher l'shom. So Rashi says, netzol lefnei Hashem, Otzer atzmo lefnei ol moed masek b'torah. That he sat in front of ol moed and he was osek in Torah. And Abir Aroim Rashi says he was an abbez. Okay. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us about Doeg Adomi. That Doeg Adomi was basically, the Mishnah says, was one of those individuals that ein lo chelek b'olam haba. Okay. Because he later was malshin on David HaMelech. He was there at the time, and later he told Shaul that Achimelech assisted David, and because of that, Shaul told Doeg to kill the Kohanim, and the entire Novir Kohanim was destroyed in its entirety. So he was really a Russian, and he's one of the individuals that the Mishnah mentions that the Chiluk in Olam Haba was taken away. They didn't have a Chiluk in Olam Haba. And interesting, the Gemara talks about Doeg. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "My dechsiv, ayei sofer, ayei shokol, ayei sofer asamidavim." So pasuk in Yeshayahu says that where are these people? So the Gemara says, "Who are these people? Sofer is sofer kolos yeshavatara. Where do you find people like that? Shokel sheshokel kol kalam lachamura shavatara. That he weighs the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs kalas and chamuras. Ayei sofer asamidavim." Okay, so the Gemara says that he was shokel 300 halachas that have to do with the most difficult areas of Shas, which is Tumah V'Tara. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabami, Abon Mei Boyi, Bo Doeg V'Achitofo. Doeg and Achitofo asked 400 abayas, the Middel HaPareach Ba'avi, in the difficult areas of Tumah Tahara, Velo Ifshit Lu Chad. They couldn't, no one could answer who won. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava says, Rabusa Lemeboy Bayit. Is that an important thing to ask Abayas? Okay. So what do you mean to ask Abayas? Rashi says, Velo Motara. And to learn Torah, is that important? The Gemara says, Bishnei the Rav Yehuda, in the times of Rav Yehuda, Kuli Tanuye bin Ezekiel, that at that time the main involvement of the Tanoim was in Seder and Ezekiel alone. Va'anon kamasni and Tuva, and we learn even more Torah. Borotzim. Okay, we learn Kol Hashas. We're also in Kol Hashas. The Gemara says, "V'chi havamati Rav Yehuda, isha shekoveshes yerek b'kedera, b'amri lazeisim shekoshem b'tarfeim taharim." When Rav Yehuda came to areas in Taharos, Omar, he said, "Havayis the Rav Shmuel kachzinach." I see some interesting theoretical areas here. Which means to say that he didn't fully, Rashi explains, I mean, he didn't fully understand it. He didn't fully understand the Tam Adol. And the Gemara says, but he says, V'anon kamasnin in Boktsim plas rei mesiftu. We have 13 mesiftas that are b'ki in Boktsim. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda sholof mesane, Rav Yehuda took off his shoe, v'osam mitchvah, and it would rain. It says, V'anon and us, and we, tzavchinin, we cry v'leked the mashbach. With all the Torah we have, still we cry when it's followed, and no one answers. So the Gemara says, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liva Bo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a famous Hashem Rachmana Liva Bo. Rashi Rachmana Liva Bo. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liva Bo. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands really perfection. That's where Shleimus HaAdam is where it's at. Not in Torah alone. Okay? That's what Chazal said. Dechsiv v'Hashem yira l'alevav. And then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Mesharshia, the Gemara says, Doeg v'Achitofel lo'avi savri shmaitz. That Doeg and Achitofel didn't really understand the shmaitz, the sword of shmaitz. So the Gemara says, "Maskef lo mazutra, man dechsiv be ayei sofer ayei shokol ayei sofer as megdolim va'atamid lahavri savri shmaitza." He says, "How could you say that?" The pasuk asks, "Where are these kind of people?" And it's referring to Doeg and Achitofel, and because they were the ones that had this kind of a knowledge. So how could you say that they don't really know how to learn? They don't learn shmaitza. So the Gemara says, "Ela de lo avasalkelu shmaitza aliba de'elchasa." Okay. So what does the Gemara mean? So the Gemara means that not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libavoy means that Shleimus HaOdom is really what is good before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even in the area of thought, if there's a lack in Shleimus HaOdom, so even in that area, it won't be Matzliach. It won't be able to be Matzliach. So it's true that Doeg and Achitofel were brilliant geniuses, the greatest geniuses, because even the Navi talks about such people, Ayei Sofer as a Magdalim. But nevertheless, Sod Hashem L'Yireyov, which means that there is a part of an individual that looks for the emes, and that stems from perfection. So even the great genius and the great mind will not be able to be Miyashev Shmaitza Aliba de Hochasa necessarily, because it requires more than that. It requires a certain search for the emes and a desire for the emes, and then the individual has the siyata de Shmaitza, the Shmaya, and he's able to miyasha Shmaitza Aliba de Hochasa. That's what the Gemara says. So you see from Chazal that Limud HaTorah, like Rashi says, like the Gemara says, Rava says, Amar Rav Rabusu Meboi Baya, is that really what's a great thing? The Limud HaTorah, Rashi says, no, Rahman Aliba Boy. The great thing is something far more, which is what? Which is the perfection of an individual, not simply the knowledge and the Chachma of Torah. Person can have all the Chachma of Torah, like Doeg or Domi and Achitofel, and still have no Chelek in Olam HaBa. Interesting is the Rambam. Rambam on the Mishnah. Shlosha Malachim V'Abo Adyotos Ein Lam Chelek. So the Rambam says, Ulam Zohar, why does he have to mention these individuals? So the Rambam says, Ulam Zohar Eila. The Mishnah mentions these, L'godel ma'alosam b'chachma, because of their greatness, extreme greatness in chachma, in knowledge. V'shem ha'yachshav ha'choshev, and maybe a person will think, ki l'rov chachmasam, because they had so much chachma, u'schus ha'torah, shehoyu yodim osa yedi gedolah, and the schus haTorah that they had because they knew Torah, yediyah gedolah, tremendous amount of knowledge, tremendous yediyah, mastery of Torah. Yesh lam chelek, you might think they have a chelek in the Olam HaBa, l'chein hodiyonu, therefore the Mishnah taught us, sheyesodei ha'amunah neskalkalu eitzel ha'neskarim, v'nestapku b'ktsasam, that the yesodei ha'amunah were wavering in their minds. They weren't completely sound in the Yisrael Adas. Well, lefichach nitchu mechay Olam HaBa, and therefore they were pushed away, rejected from chay Olam HaBa. Interesting Rambam. So you see, the Rambam puts the final emphasis, and even though they were the greatest chachamim, and so great actually that the Gemara says the pasuk says in Tehillim, which talks about David Melch talks about Doeg Adomi, he says Matis Hallel Baroa Hagibor Chesed Kael Kohayon. So the Gemara says Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Doeg. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said to Doeg Adomi, Lo Gibor Batorato, aren't you great in Torah? Okay. Matisal bara. So why should you go towards evil? Lo chesed keil notu yalecha kol hayom. So the Hakadosh Baruch Hu referred to Doeg as a gibor, gadol b'tar. So the Ram says that that's really what the Mishnah is teaching. That idea. That even though the individual is a great chacham and he has a tremendous, you might think the schus haTorah will stand by him, but no. If there's an imperfection in the individual, an imperfection in the air of the Yesod HaDas, so then it won't help him. So you see that Torah per se is not something which, if a person has it, it's a sign of Kohanan that he definitely is entitled to a chelek in Olam HaBa. I thought, which Yisod, where do you see, where did the Rambam see that the which Yisod was the Skalkel Eitzel, let's say, Doeg Adomi that we're dealing with over here? So it's hard to say. I mean, the Rambam doesn't really say explicitly, but a little bit you could see from the incident that what did Doeg Adomi do? Doeg Adomi really, instead of giving his loyalty, what was his chate? You see, his chate was that he gave his loyalty to Shaul HaMelech. He was loyal to Shaul. So when Shaul was angry at David, so he supplied the information that sealed the fate of Novi Archon, of Achimelech and Novi Archon. So why did he do it? Because he was loyal to Shaul HaMelech. He was loyal to Abbas al-Adam rather than being loyal to the MS and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was his chet. So therefore, the Rambam says that it shows that in such an individual, it means that there's something in his mind was lacking, was insecure, wasn't complete with regard to the Yesodi Ados, the Yesodi Ados of Yedias Hashem, which has to do with Yedias Hashem, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first Yesod, the Yesod of Schar V'Onesh, the Yesod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yodei HaKol. There's something was there, was not complete. And that's why he gave his loyalty to a Bas HaLadam, even though he's a Melech Yisrael. But it wasn't Emes, and because of that, he was a Chatei. So, and the interesting is, and my brother of Chaim Eisen mentioned, that in contradistinction to that, you see Yehonasan, who went against his father, his own father, and he was loyal to David HaMelech, because he knew that's where the MS was. So that's the, that's really the trial of an individual, the challenge of an individual, the trial of an individual in this existence, the Chazal said. Not simply the Torah, like the Rambam says. Even though the person has the greatest Schus HaTorah, and the Schus HaTorah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is made on him, as a Schus HaTorah, still, if the perfection is not there, is Ein Lecha V'Olam Haba. The Rambam mentions also in Chelek, he says that besides a lack in the Yesodei, in the Yesodei Ados, he says there are others also that have no chel no abor. The Chazal mentioned, for instance, an individual who was malbim nechav erbaradin, or a person who was miskabe b'klon chavero. He says why? Because he says such individuals are lacking in shleimus adam. In shleimus adam. So if there's a certain, if an individual is in lacks in shleimus adam, so then he simply isn't raw. So chelik and olam haba is no, it's not a simple formula. It's not a simple formula. So the question is, so therefore I said that the answer that a person would readily assume that a person is meshubit to his rav simply because of Torah is not so simple. Because you see that Torah alone is not something that necessarily guarantees the individual chelik and an olam haba. So what is it from the rav that the individual gains that makes him so beholden to the rav? Ke'ev. What is it? So I'd like to go over something that I mentioned that I did in the yeshiva. And that is a steer in the Rambam. But the Rambam mentions in Perek Sheni, in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, so the Rambam mentions the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. And over there the Rambam mentions, he says, V'heyoch yaderech la'avoso v'yiraso, what is the derech of Avas Hashem? He says, B'shor she'iz bonin o'odom b'masa v'gruv ha'nefloim ha'gdolim, v'yir me'en chachmoso she'en lo'erech v'lo'keitz, Miyadu oy, from a shabeach, from a foer, and a sava taiva gedola leda Hashem agol. So Ram says that the second mitzvah, the mitzvah of avas Hashem, he says, how does a person fulfill this? So the Rambam mentions that a person fulfills this through being mizbonim in chochmas Hashem in the bria, in the creation. And from seeing the chochma from the creation, so then he's filled with an ava and a she'ifa and a desire to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that desire is where he's mekayim the mitzvah of avas Hashem. That is the formula. Okay, the Rambam goes on. He says he realizes that he's a bria ktana shvelo vafelo, omei b'das muta, the limitation of his mind, lufnei tamim deos, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. So, and then the Ram continues. He says, and that's why I explain various things that should be a Pesach u'meivin le'el avas Hashem. Now, interesting is, so over here the Rambam says that the derech of avas Hashem is only from the Bria. It doesn't mention anything else. But if you take a look in the mitzvos, the minyan mitzvos of the Rambam, so over there he has a different formula. Over there, the formula is a little bit, he adds something there. He says, Mitzvah Gimel, Ish Yetzivonu B'Avoso Yisrael. V'zeshen Nachshel V'Nizbonein V'Mitzvosov, we should be Mizbonein in his mitzvos, U'Ma'amorov, and the Divrei Hashem that we have in the Torah, U'Pu'Losov. Pu'Losov is really a reference, like the Rambam saying in the Yad, is a reference to the Bria. But over here he adds the mitzvos of Ma'amara and Ma'amara. Achenasi guhu, until we understand this, v'neno b'hasa goso b'tachlis ano. Okay. So over here the Rambam seems to be contradicting the formula that he gives in Yisod HaTorah. Interesting is a Sifri. The Sifri mentions as follows. The exact statement, text of the Sifri is like this. Sifri is in Parshas Eker. The Sifri says, "Ritzoncho shetakir misha omar voyolom." If you want to be makir, the one who spoke and the world came into existence, l'mod hagadol shemitoch kein ata makir b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu medabek b'drachov. So the Sifri says that if you want to really have your Yedias Hashem be makir the borei olam, so the formula is to learn divrei agada. Why divrei agada? Why not divrei halacha? But the answer is because, like the Rambam explains, and the Tziv says, it's exactly like the Rambam, that divrei agada have to do with maisa bereishis and maisa merkava. So the Sifri is saying that if you want to be makir mishama v'hiya olam, so halacha alone will not do it. That the only way the person can be makir mishama v'hiya olam is through seeing the chochmas Hashem through maisa bereishis, and maisa bereishis is through the bria. So the formula of the Sifri is really exactly like the formula of the Rambam in the Yad. Interesting is that there's another Sifri, and the other Sifri is on Kriya Shema. Rashi quotes the Sifri. They have after Shem Lekecha, and then it says V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela. So the Sifri says that why is it that what's the connection between Va'aftes Hashem Lekecha and V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela? So Rashi quotes it in Dvar. It says it means that what is this Ava? What is the nature of this Ava? So the nature of this Ava, the Sifri says, is through V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela. So V'hoyu Advarim Ha'ela teaches you that you should be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Dabek B'drachot. So actually from the two Sifris themselves, really you have a steal. Because Vayyad Var Ma'ela is a reference to everything, not just Divrei Agada, but it's called Torah Kula. So the Sifri itself is a contradiction. One Sifri says Vayyad Var Ma'ela, which is everything, and the other Sifri says no, only Divrei Agada. Yeah, Divrei Agada, which is like the Rambam says, which is like the Rambam says in the Yad, which is simply from the Bria alone, only from the Bria, from Maisa Bereishis. So that's where I believe the Rambam really gave the answer, follow the Sifri. And the answer is as follows, that if you're speaking in terms of the mitzvah, the Maisa HaMitzvah, so then the mitzvah really begins with the Divrei Halacha. See, the Rambam, let me just give you another Rambam. The Rambam says, after the Rambam explains, and the Yesod HaTorah goes into Maisa Bereishis, so in the end of Perek Daled, he says, he says, Minyanei Abar Prakam Ma'ilu is Karnas HaPardes. Says Mafisha Gdol Yisrael Levacham Gdol Mei Lo Kulam Lo Yeben Kerech Leidal Asik Old Varma Bruni. Very difficult abstract areas. And then the Ram says Ma'ani Omer Shein Roy Letao Bepardes Elunishin Ismali Kreis Lechem Ubasar. The Lechem Ubasar, before you walk in the garden, which is Maisa Bereishis, Maisa Merkava, first you have to have a good meal. So he says, and that is to fill your stomach with Lechem Ubasar. He says, and what is lechem u'basar? Leida ha'osar v'hamutar, the kayotz of that. He says, v'afo pishet var melu divri dover katan, karoson hachonin, and even though this is considered a dover katan, a small thing, he says, because the hachon said, dover godu maisa merkova, the dover katan havayitz da baye v'rova. So Chazal said that that's considered a dover katan. Afo pikein ruin ain like dimon. He says this. He says you must have first the halachic system. Halachic system must precede the Maisa Bereishis. Why? Because it's miyashvin daito shalom. But what does that mean? It means that in the halachic system is a derech of machshava that teaches an individual how to approach the Maisa Bereishis. It's not possible for the individual, the Torah does not advise, it is not advisable for the individual to approach Maisa Bereishis before he approaches the halacha and masters the halacha and knows what is asur and what is mutter and understands the conceptual method of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because through the method of Torah Sheba'al Peh, he learns how to approach the Maisa Bereishis. See, the Rambam says, and the Rambam mentions in the end of Hilchos Teshuva, so the Rambam mentions that a person is mechuyev to be kaveya zman for himself. He says, it is davar, the last halacha, davar yidu bar shein avas kadosh baruch hu mikshas b'libo shalada mat sheyish givat tamid karoy. That a person can't really have Avas Hashem as a permanent part of his nature, unless he's involved in it constantly. The Yazov Kol Masha Bolu Chutz Mena. Nothing else is important. So then he says, "Ein Oyv Hakadosh Baruch Hu K'mashti Lama B'chol Lava B'chol B'chol Nashva." Ein Oyv Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Das Sheyidayel. Val Pi Adayo Tia Avo. The Avo is in direct proportion to the knowledge in Ma'at Mat V'Mahave Avo. Lefichach tzorach ha'odam liyachir atzma lohovinu lahaskel b'chachmo sifuno samodin lo eskono kvikoach sheyesh v'odam lohovinu lahasig k'moshe b'yanu b'chaseratah. So that's why a person has to set aside time to study the Bria and involve themselves in chachmos and tunos amodim lo eskono, that inform them about the burial on Barakash Borah. So this, it means to say that the limud has to be one which teaches him and informs him about the method of approaching the Maisa Bereishis, so that the Maisa Bereishis should serve to be modia lo eskono. But if he doesn't perfect himself in the area of the halacha, and the Dover Cotton, if he doesn't have that first, so then the methodology is lacking. And then if the methodology is lacking, the knowledge of the Bria will not necessarily bring him to Avas Hashem. So in order to reach Avas Hashem, it's necessary for a person to gain the knowledge of the Chochmas HaTorah in the Avayas Abaye HaRava, in the Shas, in the Dover Os of the Ramot. Interesting, the Rav said, the Rav's last statement in Halachic Mind is that out of the sources of Halacha, a new world view awaits formulation. The Rav meant that the derech and the method of Torah Shebaal Peh is the method that eventually one day will be the method from which the whole world view, the Hakaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Chachma, through scientific knowledge, will take place and will be traceable to that way of thinking of the Derech HaTorah. That's why the Rav one time mentioned, he said that, he's talking about Reb Chaim, so he said that in abstract thought, my grandfather was head and shoulders over Immanuel Kant, who was considered one of the greatest thinkers, one of the greatest philosophers. And he mentioned as well that our methods that we use in Torah Shebaal Peh are far advanced, more advanced than the methods, the highest level methods of science that we have today. And that's exactly what the Rambam was saying. So therefore, v'hoyu advarim o'ela, that's exactly how the Rambam answered and explained the stira in between the two sefris. That v'hoyu advarim o'ela is really the mitzvah. The mitzvah. Kate said, oh, that's a makom, like Rashi says. What is the Zavah? Vayu advar ma'ila. But vayu advar ma'ila really is all inclusive. It's all inclusive. It means kavatara kula. It means halacha. It doesn't mean only agar. But ultimately, the other sifri tells you that Ritzon Choshetakir Mishama Vayu Olam, if that's what you want to understand, you want to have knowledge of Mishama Vayu Olam, then it can only be fulfilled through the Diyas Hashem from the Bria itself. From the Bria itself. And interesting is, the Maharsha says the same thing. Because the Gemara in Yuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, la gadla gibah nora. So the Gemara says that Yirmiyahu came along and he omitted nora. Because he said, ayei nora also. We see that the Goyim are mekarkrim be'chola, that the Goyim have no kvod shemayim, and then they come into the Migdosh, they desecrate the Migdosh. So where is Nora? So he left out Nora. Then Daniel came along, and he omitted Gibor. Why? Because Daniel was after the Shivim Shana. He said the Shivim Shana, Kol Yisrael were nishtabe, were avodim. So where's Gurasa Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Until Anshe Knesset Gadol or Marcel Yosh. But Marsha mentions, he says, Gadol, nobody ever omitted. Why? Because Gadol is from the Bria. It's Gadol Hashem, Mum Ovid, Duvaso, and Chek. Gadol is always before everyone because Hashemayim is suffering for Kel. So when we say the term of Kel, a Gadol means that from the Bria itself, we see when Makir Mishama Vahayol. That's the definition of God. So basically, what the Rambam is saying is that the Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we say, Laseis Gedula Liyotze Bereishis. Laseis Gedula Liyotze Bereishis. That we don't say Laseis Gedula Liyotze HaTorah. We say Laseis Gedula Liyotze Bereishis. And the concept of Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is found only in the Gedula that is manifest through the Bria itself. However, in terms of the mitzvah, it's all inclusive because there is a derech to arrive at the ability for an individual to be able to perceive Gedulaso Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Bria. And that's the level of my separations. And therefore, an individual, and that's what the Rambam says, an individual must be miyachid zman when he's on the level. Once he's attained the level where he has the derech and he has the derech hamachshav and the way of thinking, so then he's mechuyev to involve himself in the bria and to be makir misha amar vayala. There are two institutions in Yahadus, and the two institutions are, the two concepts are reflected in the two brachas in Krishna. The first bracha is really the bracha that has to do with Kibbutzah Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, Ameya Lords, Ladom Lev Rachamim, Amarab Masechet Hashem Kulam Bachach Masisa, and Torah is the second one. See, Torah is the second one. Lasseh is Gedulah Yotze Bereshis, it means the ultimate Gedulah stems from the knowledge of Maaseh Bereshis. But Torah is Avor Rabba Aftonu Ad Hashem Elokeinu Latlamdeinu Chukei Chaim. In Torah is manifest the fact the Avas Hashem al Amo, Bachar Shebachar Bonu Mikalam. Torah manifests the Avas Hashem, Latlamdeinu Chukei Chaim. And that's why the Rambam says, that's why the Rambam mentions in Yesodei HaTorah, so that's why he says that you must first have the davar katan. But you see, he has one more thing there. He says the first reason is that nation miyashu shall daito shalodam tchila. But then he says a second thing. He says va'od shehem atova gedola sheishpia kadosh baruch hu liyishuv olam hazeh kidei linchol chay olam haba. He has one more thing, he says. First of all, it's the methodology. Without the methodology, you see, many people are scientists and they're kofrim. So you see that without the derech hamachshava, without the proper approach, the individual can't unlock the maaseh bereishis. And he can't be makir es kamam. So that's one reason. The second reason, the Rambam says, is Shehim atova gedola sheishpia kodesh baruch hu liyishu golam hazeh. What does he mean by that? What does it mean that he's saying that Hatova Gedola? What does he mean Hatova Gedola? Sheshpia Kosh Baruch Hu Yishuv Olam Hazeh Kidei Linchol Olam Haba. What does the Rambam mean by that? What does he mean by that? It says Ve'efsha Sheyedam Hakol Katan V'Gadol Ish V'Isha Balei Bracha V'Balei Katzah. Everyone can participate over there. So what is the Rambam referring to? What does he mean by that? I believe the Rambam is referring to another Rambam that he mentions in the end of tomorrow. Rambam in the end of tomorrow says like this. Says Afo Pisha Kohuke Atora Gizerosim Kimosha Biyana Basov Mila, even though all the Chukim of the Torah are Gzeros, he says, Royal is bone by him. The person should give thought to them. And whatever you can give a reason for, you should give a reason for. So, what does the Rambam mean? That whatever you can give a time, give a time? I mean, that's not a method of investigation. And the person investigates if he sees an idea, so he knows that's the correct idea. The Rambam says, no, the Rambam says that you should give a time. What do you mean give a time? I mean, if you have a time, you're studying it, so then that's the time. If there's no time, you can't give a time. I mean, it's like saying give a teretz. I mean, you know, give a teretz. I mean, a person that's a solid lump does give a teretz. I mean, if the answer appears, fine. And if he doesn't give a teretz, he remains with a kasher. So what does the Rambam mean over here? I believe what the Rambam means over here is that the asiyas ha-mitzvos have to be done in a way that in the proper manner. If a person does the mitzvahs in the improper manner, so then he's thwarting the whole benefit of mitzvahs. So the improper manner is to simply think that the doing itself is the objective. like a scorecard. Did the mitzvahs, and he chalked up some mitzvahs, and therefore God is going to benefit. You see, in that derech, there's no perfection. The Rambam says that a person should be mizbonein in the Torah, and he should realize that the asiyas and mitzvahs are perfection. And what does it mean, perfection? It means that there's a time for every mitzvah. Every mitzvah addresses a certain midas ha'odom, and it teaches an individual to participate, partake in the mitzvah, because the direction of the mitzvah is shleimus. Therefore, the Rambam says, even if you can't prove a tam, but if you see a certain perfection in Adam, a certain shleimus Adam, and this mitzvah is noted to be in line with that shleimus, you should do it with that tam in mind. You should do it for the shleimus. You should say that's the tam of the mitzvah. But perhaps the mitzvah is for this shleimus Adam, because the asiyas and mitzvahs and the way the person does the mitzvahs is of the utmost importance. And simply to do the mitzvahs in the wrong way doesn't benefit an individual. Doesn't benefit a person. Now the Rambam says that the Rambam says that Chaim HaKashi Omer that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Irba mitzvahs. So the Rambam says why? Because since there are so many mitzvahs, so a person will have the opportunity to do at least one mitzvah l'shma, and with that he zocha l'chayr olam haba. So you see that if an individual just does mitzvahs, just mir asiyas on mitzvahs, I'm not saying a person shouldn't do the mitzvahs. A person will mechliyf to do the mitzvahs. If a person doesn't do the mitzvahs, even if a person does mitzvahs for the wrong reason, he's still on a higher level than a person doesn't do the mitzvahs at all. But in order to be zocher to chai olam haba, in order to really gain the benefit, then the individual has to do it with the idea of perfection. In one of the Rambam's letters, where he was asked the question of if a guy has a chelek in olam haba, so the Rambam answered that if you take a look at the pasuk, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshabeach Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Vo'ish Moshe Anov Ma'od Mikol Adam Asher Al Panei Adam. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu mention? Not the Asiyasan, not his Asiyasan mitzvahs, not anything else than Shleimus Adam. Ish Moshe Anov Miyod Mikol Adam Asher Al Panei Adam. So Shleimus Adam, he says, is the thing that brings the person tachas kanfei hashchina and is mekarv olam haba. So he says, and that's true for every bas of Adam, for every human being that partakes of shlimus. He has a chelik in Elokei Yisrael and a chelik in olam haba. So that's what the Rambam means. That's why those are the two reasons that a person must be osik first. Lay down also amuter because of the methodology, and the methodology is the methodology where if the person is zocha and he learns properly and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Messiah and he has Hashgacha, so then he can gain insight from the halacha into a derech and a mahalich where he can see the Gedulas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Bereishis. By the way, that's why the minhag is that you say Kaddish, we say Kaddish Rabbanan only after Divrei Agada. You don't say it after Divrei Halacha. So many people say, why do you say after Divrei Halacha? But the reason is because of the Sifri. Because the Sifri says that if you want to be Makir Mishra Amavali Olam, you should be Osek in Divrei Agada. And Divrei Agada is where the person sees the Gedulas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when an individual sees the Gedulas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is Kaddish? Kaddish is Gadeo v'is Kaddish Meirama. Gedulas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really what the Navi predicts. That's the whole Avtocha of the Navi. That the whole world will eventually come to the realization, like the Rav mentioned, that through the method of Torah, the world will one day, the day hasn't arrived yet, it's approaching that time, but the time will come where all the scientific knowledge, it will be obvious and clear that the way to unlock the mysteries and the secrets of the universe is through abiding by the system and the methodology of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. And on that day, people will recognize the Gedulas, that will be the day I'll recognize the Gedulas of Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, why is getting back to the original question, Why should Talmud feel so obligated to the Rav? The answer is not simply because of Torah as a subject. That's not the reason. Because Torah as a subject, Da'ag HaDami was one of the greatest masters of Torah. A far greater master than any one of us, and even greater people than us. But nevertheless, it really was not mekavo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It didn't do him any good. But the Rav gives the Talmud a derech and a mahalik in Torah Shebal Peh, that if the Talmud searches for the emes, and if the Talmud uses that method properly, so it brings him into the realm where he can engage in Maisa Bereishis and see Chochmas Hashem from the Bria, and it's Modia. And in that level, he gains knowledge, Yedias Kono. He gains knowledge of the Borei Olam, and he stands before Mishama Borei Olam. And just like the Avtocha of the Navi, that the entire world will one day have that recognition. But a member of Klal Yisrael has a special schus. And it's special. Bochar Bonim Kalam. As a matter of fact, that's really the first Rashi in Bereishis. Rashi in Bereishis says that the famous review. Why does the Torah start with Bereishis? Why does it start with the So Rashi answers that it sounds superficially simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, so therefore he gave Eretz Yisrael to Klal Yisrael. So no one can have any time. Yeah, but if you look carefully in Rashi, it's a little deeper than that. Because Rashi says over there, he quotes the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that Koach Masav Higid La'amo Lo Seis Lo Nachlas Gayim. What does it mean, Koach Masav Higid La'amo? Koach Masav Higid La'amo. It means to say that we are the ones that have the special schus of being able to see the Borei Olam from Maisa Bereishis. That's the schus of Klal Yisrael. And since we are the ones that have that schus, seeing the Borei Olam from Maisa Bereishis, so it's appropriate that the Maisa Bereishis were entitled to a part of the Maisa Bereishis. And that's Eretz Yisrael. It's not just an answer, because if it's just an answer, so they're going to say, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Shofet Emes. Why are they special? Just simply because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he can do whatever he wants? Yeah, but that's not enough of an answer. Tzadik v'yashahu has to be, why should that's favoritism? The Kaddish Baruch is not nosek upon him. He doesn't have any favorites. So how could that answer satisfy anybody? But the real answer is Koach Masav Higid Lamo means that we, Klal Yisrael, have a separate schus. A separate schus in Yedias Hashem where we could see from Maisa Bereishis Yedias HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa Bereishis is something in which we have a set of the surface force. And because we study and understand and we gain knowledge of Yedias Hashem from Maisa Bereishis, that's why we're entitled to something from the Maisa Bereishis. And that's Eretz Yisrael. That's the answer of the, that's really the answer of the yeah. So the actually, that's why Chazal say, so why should a person feel beholden to the Rebbe? Because the Rebbe can only, we're beholden to a Rebbe because the Rebbe gives us an opportunity. The Makabo can do whatever he wants. That's up to him. He has Bechira. Da'ag HaDami was Makabo, but his Bechira was wrong. So the end result, that's totally in every yachid, in every individual. That's totally in us. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira. But the Rav presents us with the ability and the potential to see the Borei Olam from to be Makir Mishama Borei Olam. There, of course, can't be anything that is great. So that's really what Chazal say. Interesting. Chazal say that Sipsei Kohen Yishmu Das, the Torah Yevakshu Piyu, Himalach Ad Hashem Tzvakos. Himalach Ad Hashem Tzvakos. So what does it mean? So Chazal say, Doma Rav Lamalach Ad Hashem Tzvakos, Oz Tvakesh Torah Mepiyu. If your Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem, then you should be Tvakesh Torah. Vavim lav al tavakesh. Okay. What does it mean? He's doma to Malach Hashem Tzvakos. What does it mean? He has an angelic appearance. I mean, he dresses differently. The Rav coming to the Yeshir is when he wears a sports jacket. And the Rav mentioned about Rav Chaim that if you were on a train and you saw Rav Chaim, you wouldn't notice him. You wouldn't notice any difference between him and any other passenger. So what does it mean? Malach Hashem Tzvakos. He has a special appearance. No, the Pshat is Malach Hashem Tzvakos. It means the chula. It says the chulam poschem espi and the kisha v'torah b'shira zimra v'vachin shabchem v'forum maritzim magdishim eshem okel hamalach agoda agibar v'anora. That's what malachim. Malachim reflect the okel agoda agibar v'anora. In doma rav l'malach Hashem tzvakos. It means if the rav is doma to a malach, that he points his. He sets the path and the direction to the Keo Agodo Agiba Vanoro, then you should be Mavakeshtan, okay? And Lav Altavakesh. And the Rav exemplified the highest level, that his midos, his honesty, and his search for emes were something that every Talmud was able to gain by being in his presence and by learning from him. And his Midas Emes was so outstanding, I mean, that he was an individual with as everyone knows, I mean, with so many abilities and genius and talent that probably in Doros there was an individual that combined in himself so many different, unbelievable abilities. And yet the Rav could have been, I mean, now, of course, the Rav is very popular. But there was a time when that wasn't the case. And there was a time when there were many, many antagonists. And the Rav, with his abilities, could have easily molded himself or presented himself in a way that he would be world accepted. But he never would do that, because that would not be Midas Emes. And like Chazal say, now today, sofa covered level. Sofa covered level. That's what we see today. But years ago, which are the times that I remember, which today sound preposterous, but nevertheless true, that the Rav was not viewed as he is today. But as I said, he would never change one iota from what he felt was the absolute emes. And there was something that I noticed that goes even further than that. And that is, there are people that might not be concerned with general popularity. There are people like that. But it's hard to find people that aren't concerned with some small radius of individuals, some small circle. A person might not have the world as a circle. He can have 10 people as a circle. He can have 5-6 people as a circle. But some people, you see, can restrict their world, so to speak. But that little world that they're in, they're very concerned about. Might not be politicians concerned about a big world. Certain individuals are concerned about a smaller realm. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the intensity is any less for the individual that's concerned or that lives his life in the smaller realm than the individual that's concerned about the bigger realm. It's simply a matter of choice, what the individual chose. But the Rav, his Midas Emes was such that he wasn't even concerned about the smaller circle, even the circle of his Talmidim. What he felt was the Emes. He spoke and he said and he lived by it. And whether even Talmidim would go along or be affected, it didn't bother him. He simply went according to Midas Emes. And the limud to have the schus to be lomed by the Rav was to have the schus to learn Torah in a way where the methodology and the person reflected Mishama Vahaya Allah. So I'll be Zocha to Torah and to Chochmas HaTorah and to learn Torah and to Makim Eshom of HaLom, and we should reserve it at a time when the entire world recognizes that church.
Questions?